CMU track coach Brad Gamble, also sprinter Elijah Williams as well. Guys, thanks for stopping by. Elijah's an old regular here at Cutterbrook Craft Coffee and Beer, so he knows the lay of the land here, Brad. So first time for you, right?
Yes. No, I'm glad Elijah's here to kind of help me walk through this thing.
So some recommendations that you have, Elijah, since you're a veteran here.
Oh, I'm not a veteran, I wouldn't say.
Oh, you've been here a couple times,
I've been a couple times. Okay. I like to meet people just so I can, like, build, like, a network. Mm-hmm. Once I'm outside of college, I need friends because I don't want to be lonely once I graduate, you know? So I just come here because it's nice, and the coffee's good. I usually get the featured drinks just to keep it simple, or a black and white mocha. But further than that, I'm just like, featured drink. Let's try it out.
Let's just go with that. Exactly. Yeah. It's a great recommendation. Simple. Well, the RMAC championships are coming up this weekend, and I know, Elijah, I think you were saying when you were talking with Coach Gamble before that you got here, and that was when Stoker was still being used for CMU track and field. Mm-hmm. I think they were just the early work for the track facility now. It's got to be exciting for you, the RMAC championships, to get a chance to compete on the place you train, practice. You get to run on your home track for the RMAC championships.
I've been waiting for this day, okay? When I first got here, we were going to Stoker as well as the Grand Junction High School because we didn't have a facility, but then we finally built one. Got to watch that get built. Got to walk on the foundation of it. Really, really cool. And now we're actually hosting the conference. It's phenomenal. It's a blessing. So I'm really, really excited.
Now, for you, you recently posted a Wind Aid qualifying time, 10.39 seconds to win the men's 100-meter race, and mm-hmm. it was actually lower than your facility record with the Wind Aided time, and so counts as an NCAA provisional qualifying mark. You also have the anchor leg of the Maverick men's 4x100 relay as well, so very successful couple of events with, of course, the relay and the 100 the last time over on your favorite running surface over at CMU.
Yeah, that 10:39 is pretty interesting. I ran a 10:37 at Pueblo, 2 weeks before that? And it was just really interesting. I was like, I didn't even expect myself to be running that easily. And I was like, we can literally just go so much faster than that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's happening with conference. And with the 4x1, it's nice. I really enjoy getting the baton from Merrick, our freshman. Really good at what he does. Runs a phenomenal curve. So I'm like, it's like a pleasure being able to get it from him. And just watching my teammates start. Run, get it off, you know, and just getting around the track is really cool for me. It's more exciting than, like, actually getting my feet down and running.
And talk about the timing that goes into a relay that people, I think, you decide to stick the baton in somebody's hand and, you know, you kind of hit a mark and then the guy takes off and it's more complicated than that. It's almost like a ballet, if you will. It's got to be precise. You can't afford to lose a split second. And so that's an important part that I think people mm-hmm. sometimes just take for granted when they watch relay events.
It is pretty stressful sometimes. And with, like, for some reason, like, practice me and meet me, two different people completely. So whenever we practice that, whenever we're practicing baton handoffs at practice, I'm not up to where I will be at the meet. So, like, we have to adjust our marks to accommodate for that. But once I get to a meet, it's like a whole brand new person, so I don't really have much room for error because my teammates are like, I don't know what to completely expect. So I have to be more patient when it comes to the meets and just not get too jittery and too excited to get out. So it's just really interesting because Merrick has been doing a phenomenal job with it. Thank him for that, seriously, because sometimes I can get a little too jumpy on wanting to do more than what I need to be doing before I get the handoff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
And we're talking with Elijah Williams, Brad Gamble from the CMU men's track and field team, RMAC championships here in Grand Junction at the CMU Track and Field Center coming up this weekend. Elijah, you're from Gateway High School, Aurora. Take us through the journey of how you ended up coming to Grand Junction to become a Maverick.
Oh, man, this man right here, him and Coach Reitz. When I first started getting recruited, I was like, my coach Whitmer was like, hey, CMU is really interested in you. You should check him out. I pulled it up. Look at the times. I'm like, what? Like, CMU? Like, why would I even go there? You know, just completely prideful. And it was stupid of me. Anyways, they continued to reach out, and we started actually talking. It was really, I was really nervous about actually taking the steps going to colleges, because that's what even a thought in our mind growing up at all. Like, I didn't believe that I would even be here or get the opportunity. So for them to take that step to reach out and be really persistent and actually go over there to meet me, sit down, have some dinner with me and my mom at TGI Fridays, I remember it. Oh, it's such a blessing. And they would go to Mines whenever I'd have like one little indoor meet. Running a 300 on Mines, for anybody that knows Mines indoor track, 300 is insane. Like, why would I even run it? Anyways, they just go. They were just spending some time with me, talking to me, and building a relationship. And at that moment in time, I didn't really have trust in people, let alone guys, you know? So, like, for them to stay consistent and actually help build that relationship with me really meant a lot. So I made the made the choice to come check it out. Me and my mama, such a blessing. Thank you for that. My mom, I'm really grateful for it. Every time I see the memories on Snapchat, I'm like, I can't believe it. But they built a relationship. I got to meet some people from Aurora as well that were going here at the time. And just spent the night here, got to experience it, and I was like, yep, this feels like home. Then I went to other visits and stuff, and I was like, yeah, that just doesn't compare to here. And boom, I was
blessed. And here you are, Richard Senior with the Mavericks. And Brad, go back to when you first met Elijah and that meeting at TGI Fridays, and
right.
and the runner, the man that he has turned into here as a Maverick.
No, it was, I mean, that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so that was just my second year at Mesa. And like you said, like we were still trying to establish a track team. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, our sprints didn't really exist. Our jumps didn't really exist. A lot of things were just not quite to par of what we were hoping to become. And Elijah's that big piece that we're like, man, this guy's enthusiasm is impressive.
Right.
And he's really lived up to being an incredible anchor on not just the 4x1, but the team. And it's through his hard work that now we're the best sprint teams in the country. And I'm excited for them to show out this weekend.
And an All-American as well.
An All-American. Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's really cool. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? All-American.
It's pretty interesting. I need to give myself more credit for being able to get to that level. But whenever I sit back and I'm like, this is really cool. And being able to give my mom the All-American, you know, little plaque, it's nice. It's nice being able to give that to my mom.
It sure sounds like, you know, obviously Coach Gamble's played a big role in your life, but your mom. And
my mama.
And everybody loves your mama. Oh. And kind of talk a little bit about what kind of role model your mom has been for you, how she's inspired you to accomplish the things you've accomplished here in Grand Junction.
She sacrificed a lot to help me and my family stay, like, keep a roof over our heads and have food on the table. Her and my oldest brother, Xavier, really grateful for them. They like, quite literally sacrificed their life to be able to give me the opportunity to come here and be able to do the things that I'm doing with Tootley doing, becoming a financial advisor once I graduate. So it's just, you know, those type of people when they say, like, people are paving the way and they're like, you know, just carving out the path. That was literally my mom. And then it was my brother Xavier. And then I just jumped on and just continued to help pave that road. And it's really cool because it wouldn't be able to happen if it wasn't for them. And I'm really grateful for that because they help keep me strong whenever I'm like, I'm exhausted, especially with the support that the coaches and people around me have on me. Yeah.
It's Mav Day, our Cutterbutter Craft Coffee and Beer House, 1144 North 12th Street in Glenwood, right across from Houston Hall. Brad Gamble, CMU track and field team with us, and sprinter Elijah Williams as well. I like to check people's bios out on the website. Some of the stuff doesn't always stay true. They change majors and things like that. But it has a quote on here. I'm a big fan of the little things in life.
Oh, yes, I am. That stays
what,
true.
What right now are a couple of little things in your life that are maybe not big things, but they're things that you really enjoy and treasure and cherish?
Flowers. When I'm walking around and just starting to see flowers bloom and, like, the grass turning green and the trees starting to blossom.
You're like,
well,
Ferdinand the Bull from the kids' book, where he just loved laying around looking at the flowers.
It's nice. You know, like, in the night sky, whenever I need to get away from, like, adulting in a sense, or like the busy life, I go to Canyon View Park and I just swing and I'm looking at the sky, looking at the stars. It's literally the little things.
I do like getting on the swings occasionally. I like to make sure there's nobody looking around. Because, like, what's this old guy getting on the swings for? Yeah. I do like getting on a swing set occasionally.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable. Yeah. I'll get there when the sun's starting to set, so I can just watch that, and it'll be dark, and I'm just like, I needed this.
You need a little, just a little me time, a little time on the swing.
Everybody needs it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brad, I mentioned the RMAC Championships of this weekend over here on campus. What a thrill it has to be for you. And like you talked about the development, when you recruited this guy, Elijah Williams, didn't really have a whole lot in terms of talent on the roster and things like that. You were still practicing at Stoker Stadium. Then there was the facility over at Grand Junction for a while. You guys practiced there. And then, of course, now you've been on campus for a couple of years. The culmination of all that, of now the RMAC Championships being here, kind of take us through your feelings on that.
Right, I think it's a really special and actually emotional weekend because, like it 4 years ago, like our senior class this year will be the first class that will be graduating that had a college track to compete on. Mm-hmm. And it makes a huge difference in recruiting, first of all. I mean, that was one of the reasons it was hard to get Elijah. It was like, hey, you want to come onto a worse track than what you have in high school? And so it was a very difficult process for my first 3-4 years recruiting. And so it is really special to see the seniors come through, have helped build. I mean, it's a track there, but it's a special place because of all the memories that they put on there from workouts and meets and that kind of thing. And so it's really special for us to be able to kind of show that off to our conference and mainly for our seniors, to really our whole team. This will be their, like, if they're competing in this championship, this will be their only time in their career they get to do this at conference, because it's every kind of 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's, I think, a really meaningful thing to the coaches and the seniors, and very excited for it.
Well, certainly a talented team with guys like Elijah Williams here with us, and Miller Jones, local guy, Grand Junction High School standout. He was named the RMAC Field Athlete of the Week. Has had an incredible indoor season, but also Miller, in terms of his long jumping, those things, he's had just a remarkable outdoor season as well.
Yeah, no, I'm and it speaks to a lot to him. I mean, Miller was probably, I think he was top 8 in the country as a high schooler in triple jump. And so for us to be able to recruit him was a very exciting thing, and for him to be local and want to stick around. And that was kind of part of the special team that Elijah's helped build, is once he met the team, he's like, wow, I want to be a part of this, not just I want to stay in Junction. He was looking to probably get as far away from Junction as possible, but the team he fell in love with. But he has worked incredibly hard, and Miller is ready to have a phenomenal continue his outdoor season by long jump and triple. He's special.
And then stop at the women's team as well. You hope to have a very successful weekend with your women's team as well, and athletes like Josie Coffey.
Yeah. I mean, Josie, she graduated early last year, and it's so funny, as you go through college, you have a lot of athletes that are very motivated, and she was very motivated. And as a coach, you're like, you don't need to rush this college thing, don't you? You know, enjoy your 4 years. And she graduated in 3 years, and we were very lucky to. She graduated and realized, like, you know what, I want to still do track. And so she came back this year, which is a really huge blessing for us. And she's really had a good time. She's long jumped this year and triple jumped this year. And she's, if you would imagine that her freshman year, there's no way you would have envisioned her being able to do all these events. But her goal is to go, I mean, she can go 2 more centimeters, she'll qualify for the Olympic trials. And we know she has that in her, and she's pretty special to watch.
For you, Elijah, what are the goals for you after, of course, your time here at Colorado Mesa? You seem like a guy that's pretty enthusiastic, energetic. You seem like you certainly have kind of a plan for life. Give us kind of a little insight in what's next for Elijah Williams after your track and field career comes to an end.
A lot of soul searching for me, but I was blessed to have the opportunity to go full-time as a financial advisor once I graduate. So I'm going to be doing that, as well as just going full force with Tootly Do. I'm in the process of building a nonprofit for bully prevention, specifically here in Mesa County. So I'm just going to figure out how I can actually take more and more steps for that specifically, and just be a resource for families and people overall.
Yeah. You talk about bully prevention. What leads you? Why do you have an interest in trying to create some kind of nonprofit for that? I mean, it's obviously a huge problem. I've had family members that have had to deal with that. Mm-hmm. When they've gone to school. What draws you to that particular thing that's going on in the world that you'd like to address?
Growing up, I wasn't, like, specifically the normal individual, you know. Definitely had my differences. I still do, and I'm really grateful for it. But, like, a lot of people just don't know how to connect, and they don't know how to see the other side of somebody's life, you know, like, quote-unquote, putting themselves in somebody else's shoes. But just not many people know how to be comfortable with somebody else's differences and their culture and the way they do things. And if you really sit back and think about it, the way somebody does something and what they can bring to the table that's different than what you have can really help with the diversity of things. Mm-hmm. And I just think it'd be really important to help put that into school systems instead of just having a disciplinary program. How can we actually help rekindle connection and take steps towards where kids are okay with somebody's differences instead of making fun of them and thinking it's not okay just because the way they grew up?
Right, and sometimes those bullies, they've been bullied. They've had
no, seriously.
They've been the outsider, and this is their way of trying to restore some kind of power, I guess, in their lives. And so, yeah, I think that's a fantastic way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm. I grew up getting bullied, and then I turned into the one that was bullying, and now I'm like, I want to help change that, just because I've realized the amount of the effect that it has caused on both me and the people around me. I just don't want that to continue to happen because it just reinforces loneliness. And I don't really enjoy when people are, like, feeling isolated and lonely and just feel like they don't have people around them. So it's just, how can we include more people together and just build
a
community?
Sounds like a fantastic idea. I wish you the very best on that. That's something we really need, not just here in Mesa County, but all across the country. Elijah Williams, Brad Gamble with the CMU Men's Track Team. So give us the schedule, Brad, for this weekend for the RMAC Championships. People want to get out there. They got the new box built that looks fantastic. Yeah. And I tell you, it's a fantastic facility that has come together over there, the Bergman Sports Complex.
Right. Now, everything kicks off on Friday. And so Friday morning, Hammer starts off, and it's kind of off on its own because it's a very dangerous event. And with it inside the facility, which is awesome. So as a fan, you can watch everything in front of you. But you need to be careful because when you're hucking around a 16-pound steel rod, it gets very dangerous. But that kicks us off, and then day one is like the 100 and the 400 hurdles, as well as the decathlon start. So, as well as our high jumpers will open up. So it's kind of action-packed to get to start, and then we have two more days after that, and it just keeps on rolling. And Sunday is all final. So Sunday you'll show up at noon, and from noon to 5 is just kind of one event after another of 4x1s, miles, hundreds, 400s, hurdles, and just kind of goes down the line on seeing who the RMAC champs will be.
And I would think the new facilities had to be an incredible recruiting tool for you.
Yeah, 100%. It's the school is a huge, like, it's funny when you're in the Western Slope, it's a different connection from over in Denver. And every time someone comes over, they're always like, holy cow, I did not know this exists.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that would only go so far until you realize you have to show them a track, and we didn't have one. That was tough. But so now we have a beautiful facility. We always have gorgeous weather, and there's just something. It's kind of like a golf course. There's something special about being outside and in good weather, being on a track, and it's a very beautiful thing. And that's my zen place. Some are swing sets.
yours is the track. Your track, exactly.
we feel very lucky to have what we have.
I mean, just to remind people, too, I mean, you have an incredibly successful indoor program as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that you're obviously part of Elijah, so.
We finished 18th this year, and we finished top 23 times in the last 5 years, and so that's been fun, and it's been all done training in an old abandoned Albertsons.
Albertsons is going to be a memory.
But those will be honestly the special memories that some of our seniors will leave of like, I can't believe we did that. But you know what? Training's training and
right.
make it work. So once it's outdoor season, we're pretty excited about it.
Did you have them run down the aisle to grab some Fruit Loops or something like that?
Yeah, we go from the dairy section down to bread and back.
Did a lot of training at Albertsons, six piece.
That was kind of where your training was.
Drumstick
was,
curls
was more in the deli section, if you will. That was kind of where your focus lied.
Coleslaw.
Yeah.
Mine's always sweets. Always, like, chocolate is my thing. I cannot get away from chocolate.
It is hard
as
to get
healthy
away
as I am.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't look like you eat a whole lot of chocolate, man.
I get down with some chocolate.
But when you do. You get serious about it. Hey, guys, I appreciate it. get out and watch the RMAC Championships this weekend. Cheer on the Mavericks. Starts on Friday over at the Bergman Sports Complex. Brad Gamble, Elijah Williams, thank you guys so much for stopping by today.
I appreciate you having me.